Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Dining Out. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. You're in studio.
I'm in studio.
This is always fun when you're in studio.
Thrilled to be here in the very, very high-tech studio here, the Portsmouth Herald in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
And what's happening Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
There's so much happening. Ornell's opened on Thursday.
Okay. And you were there.
I was there not on opening day, because that's amateur hour.
No.
I say that, but I understand the draw of going to an exciting new place on opening day.
But don't do it.
Well, somebody's got to.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll be like, oh my God, nobody's coming to our restaurant. Will Mike's has opened this wonderful Texas-style barbecue restaurant. And you know, I go and eat a lot of Texas barbecue in actual Texas.
Right.
And this barbecue is so good.
Really?
It is just like what I get like a quarter mile from my house when I'm in Austin.
Wow.
And all the good sides. I got to meet Will's mom.
Get out.
Nope.
That's the best.
Yeah. I guess she's been there every day with her crew.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've also been to La Casita, Gabby Velez and Mark Siegel's spot up on the Kittery Circle.
Right.
Fantastic.
That just opened in February, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just opened. And excellent. Slow cooked pork for 16 hours.
Wow.
But this week in Dining Out is all about Blue Mermaid.
Okay.
Moved to Kittery Foreside, right next to Tributary Brewery, which they have a kind of a symbiotic relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful new space.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times, and I love hanging out there. They have, you know, the same kind of, sort of the same style food as they had in Portsmouth, with dishes with a little bit of a, you know, Caribbean or Southeast Asian or some sort of interesting ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
But they've kind of toned up and tuned up the menu a bit. Chef Aiden Cunningham has done a really great job in kind of updating the menu to fit the updated space.
Right.
It's a blast.
Great. Cool.
And people are just coming in and hanging out. There are all these little areas to sit, like little loungy couches, and there's music on the weekends and sometimes during the week. And then you're right next to Tributary, but they also serve Tributary beer.
Right. No, that's great.
Yeah, really fun.
I mean, because they were a lot of fun when they were in Portsmouth, too. So
yeah,
it's great that they've kept that going and been able to do something just a little bit different, but maintain the same Blue Mermaid appeal.
Exactly. And there's plenty of parking.
Yeah. Helpful. Very helpful.
And in the coming weeks, you will be able to read about Walker's, Justin and Danielle Walker's new spot up in the former Cape Natick Inn.
Right.
It's also amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't hit a bad spot in like the last 4 months.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. And with lots of newness, too.
Yeah, well, spring means new restaurants.
Yeah, so. Just like flowers, restaurants just pop up.
Yeah, because, you know, I like when the restaurants open with just a little bit of time for the locals to go before the tourists come.
True. Yeah.
So
because then really you can't hit it again until late fall.
Yeah.
By the time the leaf peeping is over and all that, right?
Leaf peeping.
Yeah.
Restaurant week starts next Thursday.
Yes.
So while this Thursday you'll read about the Blue Mermaid, next Thursday you'll read all about the restaurants that are going to be participating in Restaurant Week.
And there's all kinds of new ones this year.
Yeah, there are some new ones.
Yeah.
Well, Nibblesworth was on the list last fall, so that's cool. We have the Wilder.
Right.
The Wilder's doing Restaurant Week this year.
Oh my gosh. If I had 25 cents for every time you have mentioned the Wilder.
You'd be rich.
Yes.
You'd be able to buy a craft cocktail at said Wilder.
I know. And I actually had friends who got to go there based on your recommendation.
And they were like,
big fan. And no, they were really impressed. They really were. Just from what they were trying to do and all the options that they had and all that cool stuff, which you've talked about, you know? So, yeah. I clearly need to get there.
And in the meantime, speaking of Ornell's, which is a Jay McSherry and David Vargas restaurant, as well as executive chef Will Maestra.
Right.
I'm staying at the Sailmaker's House, which is a Jay McSherry, Amanda McSherry venture.
Interest. Where is that?
It's on Court Street.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Near the temple. Yeah.
Right.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful beds. Thought I'd give it a try.
Right.
And it's keyless. So you don't have to, you don't go up to a desk and get a key.
Right.
So you enter a code. I haven't had to talk to one person.
That's awesome.
I love not talking to people.
I can just quietly slip into my room. It's awesome.
Don't bother me.
Yeah, so. But then you got to remember the code. That's the...
It's easy.
Oh, all
right. I can remember numbers. I have a long-term digit memory. It's a sign of genius.
Things I never knew about Rachel.
I remember
Rachel
my phone
Forbes.
Number. My phone number from when I was like 6 years old. 924-9268.
What? And so I'm sorry. That was long-term digit memory.
Long-term digit memory.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
The 80s and all that partying did not wipe it out. Thank goodness. And that's it for me this week. Join me next week for another Dining Out.